Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Just want to remind you that if you select the notes button in the Drivecast, there's a really, really well-written devotional there that our writing team put together and talked through 1 Kings 8, 22 through 61, which covers the prayer of Solomon when he dedicates the temple, and just this great reminder that I think connects really well to the Lord's Prayer. And the first line of the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father in heaven." And in that devotional, just being reminded that God is not limited to time and space. And in that, I think it connects to just two of the primary points that I talked through on Sunday. And that is, I'll give them to us on the front end here, is that God is personal and God is powerful. And here's why I think that is really, really great news. Imagine you are, asleep, and you are startled awake suddenly. And hopefully this doesn't trigger anything for anybody, but, you know, what you see is somebody that you don't know. Your reaction and your response is going to be extreme, drastic, in self-protection, getting that person away. And now imagine you're asleep and you're startled awake, and instead of somebody you don't know, it's your little 5-year-old child, boy or girl. Your response is going to be to draw them near, to bring them close. And the opening, "Our Father," the opening line there is so wonderful because it brings that picture to mind. I think of how many times I've woken up with one of my sons staring at me, and there's this initial jolt, but my response, of course, is, "Are you okay? What do you need? Come here." It's not, "Get away from me. What are you doing?" And through faith in Jesus, the scriptures, according to Hebrews 4:16, tell us that we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. The God of the universe is personal to us through faith in Jesus. I mean, how wonderful is that? But do we neglect the privilege of being able to come to God the Father in prayer? Do we neglect the great cost of that privilege that was purchased for us by God Himself and God the Son dying on the cross? And so be reminded that God is personal, and He wants you to come to Him as a child, and He hears us, and we're not limited to a certain number of prayers a day. We're not limited to a certain script. Yes, Jesus says, here's this prayer, but Jesus doesn't intend us to only pray this prayer. He says, pray like this or pray in this manner. And really, the Lord's Prayer is a pattern to follow. It's not a prescription that we are limited to. And in that, we also then see the second two words, in heaven. So not only is God personal, but He is powerful. When we think of heaven, we often think of fluffy clouds and harps and images from, you know, cartoons that aren't at all helpful. And I think it's helpful to be reminded that in this, what Jesus is really pointing us toward is the power of God, that He is over everything, that Colossians 1:16, speaking of Jesus, says He upholds the all things were created, through Him. It's Hebrews that says He upholds all things through the power of His word. But God is immensely powerful. I was looking up some numbers about stars and solar systems. And if you look up some of that data, I mean, just immense. And yet God holds it all together. And that same God who welcomes us into His presence, as you do a little afraid child, that same God who welcomes us and comforts us in our times of need, He is the same God who spoke all things into existence and who upholds all things by the power of His word. And He is powerful to work in our lives, to change our situations. Of course, there's no guarantee that our situations are going to be as we desire them, but they will be as He does. And He wants us to come to Him to ask, "Lord, would You intercede? Lord, I'm in pain, I'm hurting. Would You move? Would You work?" And God will move and God will work. And that, again, that doesn't mean He's going to give us everything we want, but He will be active in our situation. But again, do we come to Him? And so the question becomes, what do you have going on in your life today where you need the personal power of God? Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's a difficult relationship. I want to encourage you, go to God. Surrender that need to Him. Ask Him to do what only it is that He can do. And do not neglect the privilege of prayer that Jesus Christ has purchased for us through His work on the cross. And with that in mind, I want to pray for us. I want to give you some time to pray as well. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So I'm going to kick us off, and I'm going to leave some space for you to pray as well. Father, in heaven, thank you that you are personal, that we can come to you as your children. Jesus, thank you for living and dying and living again and desiring that we would have faith in you so that we can come to God as Father. What a blessing that is. Help us not neglect that and remind us, God, that you're powerful, that you can move, that you can work, that you can save people, that you can heal, that you are powerful. And so whatever it is we have going on in our lives today, remind us of those two truths and lead us into a time of prayer. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen.